afternoon or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of the far north. Truth Seeker of the Far North out of Alaska. we've been having some somewhat springtime weather up here. It was a minus 12 this morning. And we had the summer breeze come through. It's up to zero now here. And up in some of the interior parts, they've been pushing close to 70 below. Really, really nippy. But I live down here in the where the Gulf of Alaska comes up and gives us a little bit of the warmth that it brings up to our country. Of course, it could have been the elections, too. So much hot air up here. Obama won for the Democratic side. The Clintonistas didn't do so well at all, and Ron Paul came in second. But, of course, with the possibility of they're running another Republican against him down in Texas now, so he may be pulling out eventually just to save his seat down there. So it's so rigged, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's just I was listening coming in where they in SeaTac. They had the Republican convention and everybody's down. Well, I wonder why. They got McCain, a guy that was supposedly a POW, sang like a songbird from what I can find out. Votes against finding the getting the POWs and MIA homes. That's as far as I need to go. We send our troops, our people over to fight wars, and then regardless of whether it's a good or bad war, nobody, and I mean nobody, votes against bringing the POWs home or the MIAs. Just not done. McCain's doing it. Of course, we got the Clintonistas. Oh, God, I'm telling you, I don't know what she'd do to top Clinton in the office of the President of the United States with his cigars. I guess, I don't know, maybe we need a lesbian affair in the front office. I mean, God, we got to spread it around. I mean, I just don't know anymore. I mean, it's just, there is no truth. It's just all one lie right after the other, and the lies just keep piling up. And nobody wants to hear the truth. These elections, God knows what's going on with them. We've got basically the choices today are we have Stalin, we have Hitler, we have Mussolini. Now, those are some good choices. Which dictator or type of dictatorship would you like to be under? I just, if this is the best America has to offer, but this is the powers to be, setting up the elections for who they want to win. And, of course, what do? This is the problem that we're stuck with in America, because Ron Paul is probably a good indicator that people do not want liberty. I was listening to a fellow that was a Hispanic, and he was researching this. And the talk show host said, what is it that the Hispanic people want in a president? What's the number one thing? And the answer was, what he can give me. Cut their hands out. Whites are just like it. Blacks like it. What do these people get up and promise these things? I am going to go to Washington, and I am going to change the way Washington is run. That's Obama's hoo-ha. Do we live in a dictatorship? Yes, one man at the helm can obviously make changes, or at least try to do some error correcting. But to come out and say you're going to fix the problem, one guy, I don't think so. I hear some music, and we'll be back in a minute, and we're going to go over some astounding information on who were the real criminals in the Stipes case in Florida.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back. Ralph Herbert Winterroad back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. Been listening to some of the different issues on the Wesley Snipes case. And I'll be honest, I was not really surprised by the outcome. Eddie Kahn had no chance, because, of course, he didn't even show up and fight. And that's his rescission documents and some of his other stuff. Some of those things have validity, but when you're up against Goliath, this system that we have here, basically, I'm not sure how to characterize it as maybe an illusion. It's like a great magic show. And it's put on in these courtrooms. And nobody gets it. The truth is not in that courtroom. Our constitutionally secured rights is barred from coming into that courtroom. Who were the real criminals? The real criminals. And the Wesley Snipes, Eddie Kahn, and Rosalie. Who were the real criminals in that courtroom? It's not who you would think. Would it shock you to say that the judge is an absolute flat-out liar? And he's committing acts of treason? Based on the Supreme Court, if two or more people collude together and you challenge them? And they proceed forward, that's waging war against the laws of the United States, that's treason. Would it shock you that every member of the jury that sat before jeopardy attached, i.e. the trial started, had committed perjury? every jury member had committed perjury. It's an all-white jury, but every one of them is guilty of perjury. How can these things be? How was that accomplished? How is it that nobody sees the, quote, defendants are barred from bringing in hearsay evidence? Hearsay evidence is third-hand evidence. The Supreme Court has ruled all the way through the wisdom of ages, we do not allow hearsay evidence in the court, in the courtrooms, if first-hand evidence is available. Dying depositions excluded. The government filed a brief. We are going to bring in hearsay evidence. We're going to tell flat-out lies, bypass the law, and go to the very end, and unless you can prove that our hearsay is untrustworthy, we're going to file it in open court. And all of a sudden, it becomes the gospel according to St. John. That's Rule 803. They do it in all these cases. All the IRS cases. Our whole court, our whole system is based on this hearsay nonsense, this Rule 803. Why do we need hearsay, and how is it accomplished? I'm going to talk about that again. The other side, you tried to bring in hearsay evidence. If you're the accused, oh, absolutely not. You can't do that. Objection, hearsay. Been there, done that one, too. Also, the person that's doing the production, we'll call them the production people. That's the IRS, and the entity is called United, it's not without D, it's United States of America, which in all caps, which is the President of the United States, that's out of Title 18, so his, quote, agents are in that courtroom. They're the people paying, they're the production folks, and the attorneys, the DOJ attorneys that are sitting on the, quote, prosecution side, they're called prosecutors, they're not called prosecuting attorneys, because prosecuting attorney is a public officer. A prosecutor is exactly what they are. They have an interest in this, and I was not at that trial, but I can unequivocally tell you at that table, the prosecutor's table, there was at least a minimum of one IRS person sitting at that table. At minimum. And I wouldn't, that would not surprise me because I know they do it because I've seen it in my case. The cops set up there, these people set up there, and then they turn around and testify in a trial, in the same trial. There's no exclusion. They're supposed to be excluded if you ask for the exclusionary rule. So the question is, why are they not excluded? Why are they not excluded? Why do they? Well, the reason that they say is because the attorneys that are prosecuting this may need some assistance. Well, golly, aren't they prepared? And they use a rule, another rule that they use for their side. Now, the defendant doesn't have to get to have that. If Eddie Kahn would have showed up and he said, I needed somebody sitting over here at my side to assist me, they'd have said, no, hell no. They use Rule 615, which says it's in the feds, it's in the state courts, state systems. They're not courts. They're not really judges. But they use Rule 615 that the attorney that's there on behalf of United States of America, i.e. the president, appoints a representative or representatives of a fiction in law, somebody that is something that is not a natural person. Now, why do they get that special handling? Are those attorneys for the DOJ so stupid that they don't get their case together and then the other side, they don't have that option? IRS is non-attorneys, most of them. They're agents. They have an interest. Under the exclusionary rule, if they're testifying, especially number one, they shouldn't even be in the darn courtroom until they testify. And usually what they do, they will leave the one that if they do testify that's sitting at the table, will be the very last one to testify, or usually towards the tail end, because we want to hear all the rest of the testimony. We wouldn't want to catch these guys lying, would we? So this great illusion, this magic trick that's going on, who are all the players? Well, the jury is the critics. Yeah, they're the critics. And the judge is the director. He's also a scriptwriter, screenwriter. How do we know that? He's not even a judge. The court's not even a constitutional court. The District Court of the United States, with the judicial power of the United States, which means our constitutional rights, our constitutionally secured rights, is the source of a court, for a constitutional court. Within the several states, there can be no other court. An Article III court is a constitutional court. The source of the court, the power, must come from the Constitution. It's not done today. Easily seen when you understand that in 1948, Congress just made up a whole new system. By and with the help of congressmen, the judges, the judiciary, the Bar Association, they created something out of thin air, a fiction in law. Combined a, quote, territorial court. Article 4 courts can't exist within the several states. Article 1 courts can't be a constitutional court, because that has to be under the Article 1 powers that Congress is granted. They just made it up out of thin air. And what's even more astounding is they tell us exactly what they're going to do with it. They told us, it's in Title 28, United States Code, Section 132 today, there's a judicial power. Congress is making up a judicial power, their judicial power. And that judicial power comes from three places. It says by Congress, by law, rules of court, that's local or by the Supreme Court of the United States, and by orders, the judge. There are three different entities that control that kangaroo court. It's not a kangaroo, it's closer to something along the line of a fascist, communist court. Has nothing to do with your constitutionally secured rights. Nothing. It is not a constitutional court. And I'm going to tell you here, down as we get later into this, some of the indicators that you can discern as to why it's not a constitutional court. But the first one's right out there for you to read. It's in plain English. It's just a couple little paragraphs, a couple little sentences. Not very hard, if you understand what judicial power is. I did a lot of research, first of all, to try to understand what the judicial power of the United States was. And I found a case, Finley, that come right out, it comes from the Constitution. Well, what's secured in our Constitution? Our inalienable rights, where we're the boss. We're the sovereigns. That court is not a constitutional court. So that judge is impersonating a public officer. He is impersonating a officer of the United States. Article 2, Clause 2, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2. And you can see it on these documents. They always want to see our documents. Where are your documents, sir? Are you traveling? No, are you a driver here without your identifying documents? Or we go to jail. Been there, done that one. So you take a look at the Civil Commission. He doesn't have a proper civil commission. I hear the music, so we'll be back in a minute. And we're going to lay out the illusion of the Wesley Snipes trial.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back again here for another short segment here. We're talking about the illusion, the magic trick that went on in front of the whole world. And the only thing that probably that had any real significance of truth was that Wesley Snipes relied upon two professionals. That was true. That was an excellent defense for the felony charge. And he did not proceed into, he had another very interesting thing that he added was the venue. Because the venue of the crime has to be in the place where it's being tried. First time I've ever seen that actually inserted into the jury instructions. That's an important issue. That's probably, and I don't know because I haven't read the different six counts of misdemeanors on the willful failure to file, but if three of them got dismissed and three of them made it, so the presumption is that probably it was over the venue issue, but I don't know, because there was no defense put on, technically about a one-hour show, so there was no defense put on. But going back to the judge, let's get to the judge. He's a director and he's a screenwriter. He's a screenwriter right out of Title 28 U.S.C. 132. This happened in 1948. Ethical legislation is what they called it. Congress, by and with the assistants, judges, courts, attorneys, congressmen, you name it, they finally put the constitutional courts back in the closet. Yep. I've got all the public records to back it up, and as soon as I get my scanner back and get the rest of the thing scanned, well, I am going to be making all this available. It's all public record. It's all an admission. It's all a confession. So, how do I know that that judge that was down there in that case is not an officer of the United States? Well, first of all, you have to go back to the real laws of the United States. And in 1789, it's on 1 Stat 68, which means 1, Volume 1, Statutes at Large, page 68. It's Chapter 14. And this has never been repealed. It's of the laws of the United States. And it says, in very good plain English, the seal used heretofore by the United States in Congress assembled shall be and hereby after is declared to be the seal of the United States. That is what you would call in the corporate world the laws of Mark Main, the dead hand. The seal, because the United States obviously was just a made-up name, like the United States of America. The seal, it has to be something to attest to the fact that somebody had the authority to attach the signature of a fiction, or something that cannot exist. It's called the Seal of the United States, or the Great Seal of the United States. And the very next, Section 4, is extremely clear. It says that the said secretary, that's the secretary of the state, shall keep the said seal, and shall make out and record, and shall affix the said seal to all civil commissions, to officers of the United States appointed by the President, by and with the advice and consent of Congress. That's in Article 2, Clause 2, Section 2. And one of these times I'll have to do a complete thing on officers of the United States and inferior officers, because once you see it, it's quite clear. And I read tons of cases to make absolutely sure that I understood, because I didn't get it. The problem is the Constitution of the United States is written with great specificity and so right on target, it's so easy to bypass a couple of words and then we just don't get it. But it's got to have a civil commission. That is the evidence, and the signature of the president is the authority, and the evidence of the authority is called the civil commission. That was in Marbury versus Madison. That's the first major case where that ever hit the Supreme Court of the United States. So then, the obvious question is, well, let's go look at the civil commissions. I have one that a friend got from Andrew Jackson, President Andrew Jackson. So I just laid it down beside one up here for Singleton. We've got a chief judge up here, Singleton. He's a smart old dude. He's cost me a lot of money. He knows what the game is. So I set these two civil commissions down. The first one is the one from Andrew Jackson has the seal of the United States on it, just like the law of the United States mandates. The one for Singleton and the one for the judge down there in Florida is going to have the seal of the Department of Justice. That was when they did that in 1888. They moved it out of the Constitutional Republic and put it into the DOJ. There's no repealer of the initial law of the United States. About that same time, they were creating a fictional court of appeals when the real court, circuit courts of the United States were still in existence. And of course, in 1911, they, quote, killed by removing all of the judicial power of the circuit courts of the United States and posited it all in the district courts of the United States, which in 1948 we just quietly put back in the closet and brought out a whole new system. But the civil commissions, if you go look at the civil commissions, the other thing that you will find is that he will be a judge of the United States. He will be, appointed as a United States District Court judge. United States District Court judge. Well, what does that mean? Just change a couple of words around. Well, I hear the music. We'll be at a break, and we're going to go back in exposing the illusion, the magical trick, right in front of everybody's eyes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. Investments.
Well, we're back after break here and talking about the illusion, who the real criminals were in the Wesley Snipes case. It's going on all over America, but that's a highly publicized case. And like I say, the only truth in there probably was that Wesley Snipes relied on the other two parties, and of course they had no chance because Eddie Kahn never showed up. He was the one that had the organization, and of course Rosalie was an accountant or ex-accountant, to say that he was just filling out the forms is a bit of a stretch. And of course the 861, if I have time at the end of the next hour, I will go into some of that. That is a valid argument. Larkin Rose doesn't get it, and Eddie Kahn and Rosalie don't get it. And the attorneys for Bernhoff and company are not going to put that on in that court. They're just not going to do it. But let's get back to the judge, and then we're going to move on. He's the scriptwriter because he is under Title 28, Section 132, United States Code. He by orders. He's also the director, just like in a movie. But it's an illusion. It's a magic show. And everything you see in that courtroom is not so. It's all made up. So we go to the civil commissions. You compare the civil commissions of what Andrew Jackson did for a judge of the United States, and they just changed a couple of words around. It seems quite innocuous. A United States District Court judge. Big difference, because the United States District Court is a court made up by Congress. They just made that sucker up out of thin air, just like Santa Claus. It has no judicial power of the United States. It has none of our, it's not a constitutional court. They combined the territorial court of Hawaii with this magical court, which is totally unconstitutional. The Supreme Court has held over and over. You cannot mix a constitutional court with administrative courts. Ever. Period. End of story. That's what's wrong with all the, quote, state courts. They do administrative. You can't have the devil and the creator in the same court, folks. Doesn't work that way. Our inalienable rights from the people, from the creator, are in the people. We're the sovereigns in our country. And then we give a limited delegation of those inalienable rights. Now, if you don't believe in the creator, fine. If you think that Congress is the source of all this stuff, hoo-ha. We deserve everything we're getting. And we're getting it. Our constitutional republic's almost over. We don't have people that want liberty anymore. They want handouts. They don't understand rights. Inalienable rights. Constitutional secured rights. They use the word rights to mean benefit. What can y'all give me? Because I want what you got, and I don't want to work for it. Anyway, getting back to this, the civil commissions don't fly because, or do not fly because of the fact that there is no judge of the United States appointed. If it's going to be a court of the United States, there's got to be a judge of the United States. Duh. He said United States District Court. Okay, well, judge. A United States District Court judge. Those are nouns used as adjectives to describe a type of judge. Not a judge of the United States. Of is a, and the is an article, and of shows source, origin, and relationship between judge and United States. We don't do that. So then you go to the bottom, and there's El Presidente's signature. Fine. But the problem is one has the DOJ, Department of Justice. The other one has the seal of the United States. If he's a judge of the United States, you got to have a seal of the United States. I guess we could have the seal of England, Vatican, Lutheran Church, Baptist Church, Islam. I don't know. These concepts are absolute. If you have a judge of the United States, the seal of the United States, according to the law that was enacted in 1789, is still valid. It's never changed. The other thing that's really important, it says in this particular act, this law of the United States, it says, shall make, the secretary shall make and record and shall affix the said seal to all civil commissioners, or civil, to all civil commissions, to officers of the United States. Here's another illusion. Who is that judge in there? How did he get in there? Oh, he's appointed by the El Presidente, you betcha. But you got to go, you'll find this one in their code, which are laws of Congress, which Congress has plenary power. It's in Title 5, U.S.C. 2104. Title 5, U.S.C. 2104. And there, an officer means a justice or judge of the United States. Congress can't define these constitutional issues. But to go on, it's appointed by the president and subject to the supervision of the authority of the Judicial Conference of the United States. Yep. There's your officer. Not an officer of the United States. See, they leave out officer of the United States. It's just officer. He's a fictional in this fictional world that we live in. We're in the land of Oz. And when you go through the land of Oz, these things, they just make them up and they define them. They're the script writers. They can make it anything they want. It's just officer. Well, what happened to the Constitution of the United States, Article 2, Clause 2, Section 2, officer of the United States? What happened to the law of 1789? Is that just, we just don't do that no more? No, we have an ignorant and basically stupid populace. Why would we be ignorant? Because they don't teach us. Why would they teach us what these things mean? And the sad part is we have so many, unbelievably, are just stupid. I'm not sure they can be, there's any way to wake them up. I don't know. Too much fluoride, too many chemicals, too many handouts, too many people coming into this country that have no concept what a constitutional republic is. All of our, quote, senators, representatives, almost without exception with Ron Paul and the president of the United States talk about democracy, and we don't have a constitutional republic. They talk about mob rule from the highest halls of our government. It's a democracy. And we're in Iraq trying to set up a democracy. Hoo-ha. Anyway, so we can get back to the judge. He is not a judge of the United States. He's not an officer of the United States, and he has no civil commission to prove it. The civil commission proves that he's not. What else proves that that judge is committing acts of treason? He has a Form 61, and on that is his signature. He attests to the fact that he is a mere employee of the government of the United States. Just like the prosecutor, he has exactly the same form. Now, that ought to be a little bit of a wake-up call right there. But an officer of the United States that exercises some judicial power, constitutionally secured rights, some judicial power is mutually exclusive. Employees are flunkies, folks. Ministerial duties, they do what they're told, just like in a company. I had a company. Those people were employees. They did what I wanted them to do. I said, you go do this, and they do good. That's what they get paid to do. So we now know that the judge is not a judge of the United States because he has no civil commission to prove it. He has one that says he's a United States District Court judge. His seal is under the one he's got is under DOJ. A real one is under the seal of the United States if he's a judge of the United States. But see, they couldn't have a judge of the United States under a DOJ seal. So we just changed the name. Just a couple of little few words here, a couple words there. People never get it. How would they get it? Takes a lot of work, especially to get access to all these records and start to understand the illusion. I've been to a few magic shows. I've seen some on TV when I used to watch TV. Rabbits come out of hats and some of these other things. You say, wonder how they pulled that off. You know it can't be true. The average person couldn't do this. Some of these illusion tricks you see, you say, how did they do that? You know it can't be real. Are they really, truly magicians? Do they possess that power? Do we really believe that? Next thing you will find about the good old judge down there and Wesley Snipes and all those and Cons and Rosalie's case, it says right in the judicial conduct that he is the trier of the law and fact. Arbiter, I'm sorry. He's the arbiter of the laws and the facts. He's it. The jury's just sitting there as a bruise. The critics, those people in the box up there, they're just sitting there as a critics. He can overrule them if he wants to. They don't do it very often because we have to keep up the illusion of a constitutional republic. He could do it. He could throw out the jury's findings and say, no, we ain't doing this. They have a rule of court you could file in to get a new trial. They could overthrow the jury's verdict. Technically, the jury, if they really understood what's going on, are the arbiters of the law and fact, because you cannot throw away that constitutionally secured right. So now, so far, we have a judge that's not a judge of the United States. He's just an officer. And he's under the supervision of the Judicial Conference of the United States. So he's not independent. He's bought and paid for by those people back in the Judicial Conference of the United States back in D.C. He's their front man. He has no seal of the United States on his civil commission. And he's admitted he's a mere employee, the Form 61. It's worse. So now, if we, with this evidence, these are hard facts. These are documents. This is not my supposition. Is to go into the jury instructions. Well, anyway, let's go back to the jury. So now, before we even get to the jury instructions, what's going to happen is they go through all these people that are jury members, and I guarantee you, in every one of them, somewhere the judge will say, usually they put it in the negative, the other way. Is there anyone in here that is not a citizen of the United States? So there's no response required. Why would they have to do that? What's the illusion? Everyone always reverts back to your sovereign status. So they have to get on the record that you do not want to be tried in the Constitutional Court, because the judge can't do it, the attorneys can't do it. There's no law going to be given on the IRS stuff, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit, why they can't do it, why they won't do it and can't do it. So why do they have to put this on the record? All of your Real ID Act, all of the Patriot Act, all of these, there's two things you always look for in the acts. They have to define a citizen of the United States, they have to define state or the United States. Those two things will always be in there somewhere. Whether they do it through the Social Security Act, which is what anybody can get into Social Security, but once you're there, you are a citizen of the United States. And you have no right to any court and any remedy. That's Babcock v. United States. Anytime you make application for the benefit of rights as an individual against the United States, translated in plain English, when you want to go to this fictional status of a citizen of the United States, because it sounds so deliciously correct, just like the Federal Reserve does for the money system. It sounds good. Those FRNs must be real money. It's made by the Federal Reserve, sort of, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. A national debt that we can't pay because we give our property away to an entity for something that doesn't even exist. Who do we owe the national debt to? Oh, we can't talk about that. Logic, truth does not prevail. So we get back to this issue. Who's a citizen? What is a citizen of the United States? If Congress came out and said, everybody's got to be Santa Claus, a reindeer, Rudolph in every garage, you betcha, a sleigh in every garage, we'd say, nah, baloney, that can't be happening. Congress just made it up. The Civil Rights Act of 1866, specifically, it says, it's been amended, but anybody that's listening to this show can dial in and get it. If you're on the Internet, it's available. It said, for this citizen of the United States, Congress grants the right to sue and be sued, the right to own personal and private property, the right to contract, and to have the same rights as enjoyed by them white citizens. Is there any doubt it was made for the Negroes in 1866? Is there any doubt that Congress did not free the Negroes? They just moved them from the southern plantation owners over into the congressional plantation. They just offered a better deal. We'll give you some freedom for now. We'll give you some land or whatever. Make you think you're free. We won't bring you in to be naturalized as citizens of the United States of America, which is their only authority. Do you know that Congress does not enter their office as a citizen of the United States? That ought to be a wake-up call. If it's such a damn good thing, why don't they enter their office? They sign an affidavit. I've got the one from Murkowski, Senator Murkowski, when he was a senator, and he like to went right through the roof, because I'm not supposed to have this. Everybody working in the Senate side, including the senator, signs this document that they are, by affidavit, a, quote, citizen of the United States of America, end quote. Not a citizen of the United States. Why? What does a citizen of the United States of America? It's just two more words. A citizen of the United States of America is what's on all naturalization documents. If you know anybody that's been naturalized, take a look at it. It's still up in Title 8 in the code stuff. It's still there. But what does it mean? Why is it important? A citizen of the United States of America is translated to any of the people that come into this country, either by naturalization or that are born, and an American citizen means you're born on the land with the same rights with the law of the land, and this happened initially anybody after July 4th, 1776, that's lowercase c, by the way, not capital. A citizen of the United States of America, the United States of America, is a name given to sovereign countries, 13 of them initially. And you can travel amongst any of these sovereign countries. That's what a citizen of the United States of America is, and I hear the music, and we'll be back in a minute, exposing the illusion, the magical trick, the Wesley Snipes trial.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Well, we're back after the break. We've got another short segment. We're talking about giving information as to the illusion, the magical show that went on down with in Florida with the Wesley Snipes case, the trial. And it's just so unbelievable. When you really start to get the research material, not opinions, they're documents. and you understand what's really going on in that court. It's unbelievable. We're going to call it a court. Judge is guilty of treason. He lied to the jury. And we're going to get into that next hour. He flat out lied to the jury. The jury committed perjury. They're all criminals before jeopardy attaches, which means when the trial began, after they were sworn in and selected. Every member of that jury said, I want to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens, and it's all white folks. Unbelievable. This stuff is so bizarre, so unbelievable, you cannot, it's unfathomable. How do they keep this hidden? How do they keep this hidden? Of course, some of the reasons why they keep it hidden is because in the attorneys, they're not counselors at law. See, Burnoff's and his company is the best, if I was ever charged, and if I had the funds, which I don't, I would probably hire him in that law firm. Go into the land of Oz, and he can play the wizard. Not the Wizard of Oz, but he can do his magical tricks over there within the rules. See, what Wesley Snipes and what's not disclosed to anybody that hires an attorney. Now, this particular Florida case is governed. These attorneys are governed regardless, even though they're out of Wisconsin or wherever. They're governed by the professional code of conduct. These attorneys are. There is a full power of attorney given to the attorney. And down in Florida, it's in their professional code of conduct, rule 4-1-2. It says here, in a criminal case, the lawyer shall abide by the client's decision after consultation with the lawyer. Three things. As to the plea to be entered, whether to waive the jury trial, or whether the client will testify. That is the only three things that the defendant can make that attorney do. Attorneys represent fictions. Counselors at law assist people. We don't do those no more. And in the same rule, it talks about the limit and objectives and scope of representation, if not prohibited by law or by rule. So if there's a rule or Congress says you can't do it, the attorney can't do it. And it's a little clearer in the same rule down in the 4-1-.2. Limitation of lawyer's conduct. When a lawyer knows or reasonably should know that a client expects assistance not permitted by the rules of professional conduct or by law. Who's in charge? I thought, I don't see the part about the Constitution and secured rights in there, do you? So if it's not permitted by the rules of professional conduct or by law, which is Congress, the lawyer shall consult with the client regarding the relevant limitations on the lawyer's conduct. He can't bring up issues. He's not going to challenge the judge that he's not a real judge. He's just a flunky. He's as an employee. He's not going to bring up that he's going to lie to the jury. Well, I hear the music. Stay tuned. We'll be back in the next half hour, and we're going to expose more of the illusional magic trick of going on in the courtroom.